It's Brian and Trisha, and we were just talking about food, and we were talking about steak, and, you know, I like meat.
I love meat.
Yeah, meat is good. So you were mentioning about Donna has discovered that she likes chicken fried chicken.
Yeah.
So, which is, I understand exactly what it is. It's, you know, it's chicken that's fried like chicken, but it's not fried chicken.
So, you know, there is a thing called chicken fried steak. So different called different things in different parts of the country, you know. But basically, it's when you take, you know, a piece of beef normally, and you flatten it out, and you put it in a batter, and you pan fry it like you would a piece of fried chicken.
Yeah.
Then you have this thing called fried chicken.
Yeah.
But chicken fried chicken is different.
Not so much, though.
Because it doesn't have the bones.
Right.
So it's usually like a filet, and it's, you know, flattened out or butterflied open, so it's covering a larger surface area. And again, the bones are gone. And you batter it, and then you fry it like a piece of fried chicken. So I don't know why that's not just called, like, fried chicken filet.
Yeah. Well, what about pork chops? You don't call them chicken fried pork chops.
Chicken fried chops?
Aren't they just called fried pork chops?
In my house, they are.
So why don't we just call fried steak? Why do we have to add the chicken fried? I mean, it's like steak fried like chicken, but that doesn't sound as good. It doesn't roll off your tongue as good. Who came up with this?
I don't know.
Chicken fried steak, and then to have the chicken, and then you call it chicken fried chicken. It's like a double negative or a double positive. It's just a double chicken, and it's
just weird. What about twice baked potatoes? Why aren't those called potato fried potato?
Oh, yeah.
Or refried beans? Why aren't they bean fried beans? I mean, it's the one exception to the food where you know.
Yeah.
Pineapple upside down cake. That's pineapple cake. I mean, it's, I don't know. It's just the whole thing's weird.
Chicken fried chicken.
I really like smashed potatoes.
What about chicken fried fish?
Oh. Brian and Trisha, we are Quixie 98.3, Brian Adams and Cuts Like a Knife. You know what you use a knife for? You use it to cut up some steak or some chicken or some chicken fried chicken.
If it's chicken fried chicken or chicken fried steak.
Who's the country singer with the chicken fried song?
Zac Brown Band.
Okay, so somehow this show has turned into Zac Brown Band's favorite fantasy.
He's got a good restaurant in Georgia. I've been there.
He's a great cook. Yummy. So we started talking about my wife has discovered she likes chicken fried chicken. My son has discovered chicken fried steak. He didn't know that was something you could even have and loves it.
Yeah, and so chicken fried, then it
brought. Why are things called what they are?
I don't know why we call it. I mean, it seems normal when we say it, but when you really think about it, why do we call it that?
Let's go to the phone. Hey, Brian and Trisha, good morning.
Hey, how you doing this morning?
Great. Who's this?
This is Eddie from Vine Grove.
Eddie, what's going on?
I was just listening to your conversation about chicken fried everything. And
yes.
Where I grew up in Georgia, see, I never heard that until I came to Kentucky. Where
really?
Which term had you not heard? I'm sorry.
It's country fried steak or country fried chicken.
Okay.
You're talking about something flat fried with gravy on it in a pan, right?
Yes.
Pretty much, yeah.
That's what they called it where I grew up.
Now, had you heard the term minute steak?
Yeah, I've heard that.
Okay. That kind of falls into the same umbrella, I think.
Well, Eddie, I'm with you. I've heard that. I'm pretty sure where I grew up, we called it country fried also, now that you're saying that.
Right. Well, it's that cubed steak, or it's a chicken breast or a thigh that's smashed down or beat down flat, and then they put flour and put it in some type of batter and fry it and cover it with gravy.
Yeah, so we've just, like, made it into chicken.
I guess you could do this with anything.
I saw that at a restaurant. I was like, what? Chicken fried chicken.
Well, tastes just like chicken.
You could do this with pork chops. You could do this with alligator tail. I mean,
yeah,
you know.
Because that tastes like chicken, too.
All right. Yeah, my grandmother used to do it with pork chops.
And called it country fried pork chops?
Yeah, but she would cover it with, she would put a batter on it, fry it, and cover it with gravy. You know, in Georgia, they cover everything with gravy.
Well, it is the state beverage, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right.
Sweet tea and gravy are the two state beverages in Georgia.
I guess you could call it sausage fried sausage, right?
Well, then we haven't even talked about steak fingers.
Oh, yeah. I remember those.
That's where you take pieces of steak, cut them in strips, batter them, and fry them.
Yeah, I've seen that at Fest. I saw it, I think it's a Dairy Queen or something like that.
Yeah.
So it's like chicken fingers, but steak fingers.
Right.
Okay.
Exactly.
But no one serves pork fingers.
No, they don't.
That sounds weird.
Yeah.
Hey, maybe we should start a business.
What about fish fingers?
They have fish sticks.
Oh, see, why are they called sticks and not fingers?
Because fish don't have fingers.
Fish fried fish.
Well, man, thanks for calling.
Hey, have a good one.
You too.